Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 28th. Usually I say Thankful Tuesday, but we're switching it up. Today is Tune In Tuesday. Does that have a better ring to you? And on Thursday, we'll do Thankful Thursday. Just a reminder, we should be thankful every day. And man, am I so thankful for the students who led out in student ministry Sunday. This past Sunday, I was so impressed by each of them and their contribution as they led us in worship, reading scripture, praying, singing, playing instruments, and also as they led out in Sunday morning Bible study. It was awesome, and we thank God for the resources we need for a student ministry and for the people who volunteer their time to make an impact on the students. The song I chose for today is Praise by Elevation Worship. It's a song that the youth band played in our worship, in contemporary worship, on Sunday. It means a lot to me because this song was played at the end of my nephew Bryson's wedding. He and his wife Chloe chose this song to end the party with, and I thought that was so appropriate to praise the Lord at their wedding. Here are some of the lyrics to get you thinking about praising the Lord today. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Here are some of the attributes that we praise the Lord for. Praise because you're sovereign. Praise because you reign. Praise because you rose and defeated the grave. Okay, we'll look forward to that at the end, but let's get into God's Word. We're in Genesis chapter 12 today. I need to give you just a little context. After the Tower of Babel, we have the genealogy from Shem all the way to Abram. And today we'll read in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 9, about the call of Abram. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your land, your relatives, and your father's house to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse anyone who treats you with contempt, and all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all his possessions they had acquired, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the site of Shechem, at the Oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. He built an altar to the Lord there, and he called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram journeyed by stages to the Negev. Before we move on, let's just talk about this passage, how it includes something that's very important to the rest of the Bible, the Abrahamic covenant. So God's promises to Abraham. He asked him to leave the land of his fathers and to go to another land that he would show him. And there are three promises associated with this. He's going to give Abraham a land. He's also going to give him greatness of number of people and progeny. And then the universal blessing in verse 3, that all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. This is very important because we saw in Genesis 11 that the people tried to make a name for themselves. And God says, "No, I'm the one that will make a name for you." And he does. He makes Abraham's name great. And ultimately, the line of Abraham is the line of Jesus. And so we see the blessing fulfilled for all nations through Abraham's descendant, our Lord Jesus. In response to this blessing, Abram responds appropriately, and he builds an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him and worships him there. Moving on to the Psalms, we're beginning book 5 of the Psalms, which is Psalm 107 through 150. Today we'll read 16 verses of Psalm 107, which is a psalm about thanksgiving for God's deliverance. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that he has redeemed them from the power of the foe, and has gathered them from the lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south. Some wandered in the desolate wilderness, finding no way to a city where they could live. They were hungry and thirsty. Their spirits failed within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He rescued them from their distress. He led them by the right path to go to a city where they could live. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all humanity. For he has satisfied the thirsty and filled the hungry with good things. Others sat in darkness and gloom, prisoners in cruel chains, because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the counsel of the Most High. He broke their spirits with hard labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and gloom and broke their chains apart. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all humanity. For he has broken down the bronze gates and cut through the iron bars. If we kept reading on, there are several other stanzas where the people were in distress for different reasons. And then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he rescued them. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What trouble are you in today? And how do you need the Lord to rescue you? Or is there someone in your midst that you see is headed down a path of destruction? Oh Lord, would you rescue them? Would you use us as people alongside them? Would you, by your Holy Spirit, give wisdom and courage and reminders of God's word to them and to us. Verse 9 is such a rich verse for us to end with today. It says, "For he has satisfied the thirsty and filled the hungry with good things." Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you to the youth band that will hear lead us in worship at the end of the podcast. Will you pray with me? Father, we give thanks to you, for you are good. Your steadfast love endures forever. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is your faithful love toward us who fear you. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so you have compassion on those who fear you. You remember, Lord, that we are made of dust. Tune our hearts and our minds toward your greatness, Lord, for everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. Lord, remind us that we are aliens and temporary residents in this world. Our days on earth are like a shadow. You, God, though, are from eternity to eternity, And yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the splendor and the majesty. For everything in heaven and on earth belongs to you. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom, and you are exalted as head over all. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Soul.